Tablet 4. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Because of the influence of the Tamaguna and creation of I as a separate entity, unit consciousness, ego, an illusion of being separate from the rest of the universe, God, was created in each unit being. With this illusion comes the unhappiness, fear, and all the evil things related to being self-centered. Therefore, the feeling of being separated from the rest of the universe, self-centeredness, is the cause of unhappiness. Father, God, called this state of the elusive feeling of separation, hell, earth. The state of pure consciousness, which he was in, he called heaven. It is where there is no illusion of being a separate entity from God. So the heaven and the earth, hell, were created. The sign above represents pure consciousness and also is called Hari Om Shri Hung, which means the goal of the life is to become divine, pure consciousness. This sign consists of four parts. The dot in the middle is a representation of the beginning of the release of the operative powers of the three gunas, prakriti, or creative forces, the word. The I Ching sign symbolizes the dual nature of all things in the universe as positive and negative. The other parts in the sign of Hari Om Shri Hung Hush are the expanding lotus and the sign which is called the Lotustika. The expanding lotus is the loving side and all the qualities of pure spirit, such as love, compassion, forgiveness, etc., of God. And the Lotustika is the part which is used by God to guide humans toward pure consciousness. It is the force which is used to destroy the old and obsolete orders in the path of progress of the human. Also, it is the part which, by allowing a unit consciousness to go away from him, detachment, gives him the understanding that the illusion of separation from him is equal with suffering and unhappiness. Therefore, in general, the sign Hari Om Shri Hung means that through the spiritual powers, God controls the operative powers of the three gunas, the word. The expanding lotus shows that he is all-pervasive and loving. The Lotustika demonstrates his power of punishment and destruction in order to guide unit consciousness to realize the true goal of the life, to become divine. And the earth was without form and void. Genesis 1:2. The earth, hell, does not have a form, nor is it a place, but it is a state of consciousness. It is the darkness of the soul when it is lost, confused, and feels completely separate from the rest of the universe. Even the feeling of being a part of a small portion of the universe, belongingness, or being a part of a group, nation, organization, etc., gives some happiness to the soul. However, true joy comes when the soul feels and knows it is a part of the whole universe, and the universe is a part of it.